B-Pod Studios.
People have said they've never seen anything like it. We're talking about the house that was owned by 76-year-old Vivian Parson, overrun by rats. Chris Hart IV is on the phone right now, a neighbor where this house was apparently infested with rats. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Well, I got to ask you what's happening. First of all, did you ever see anything like this before in your life?
Only on Indiana Jones, but other than that, no, I haven't seen anything like this.
Did you know Vivian?
Well, we've been here about 4 years, and she's been living there for, I don't know, close to 50, I guess. We've seen her, but no, we didn't really know
her. Is it known around?
No one in the neighborhood really knows her. She's real reclusive.
Is it known around the neighborhood as the old Parson place?
No, but now it's known as the Rat House.
No kidding. First of all,
actually, now it's known as the big vacant lot.
So the house is down now.
It's gone. I'm looking at it right now. The only thing standing right now in that lot are three TV guys.
Nice neighborhood?
Yeah, it is a nice neighborhood. It's an older neighborhood that, I don't know if y'all know Tampa at all, but it's in what we call the South Tampa area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the old part of Tampa where a lot of the people live, and it's, you know, had its ups and downs, and it's in an up period right now. So this house that was infested with rats was a real standout.
I guess what first attracted people was the stench coming from the house. Did you smell the stench in the house?
Yeah, I smelled the stench. We thought that they're both named Vivian. We thought the older Vivian had passed away, and that was really what got the police involved at first, because we gave them a call, and they ended up knocking on the door to check out the situation.
Was it you, Chris, that put one of the first calls in to find out what the hell was going on?
No, it was actually their next-door neighbor, Mike Burt, because he had the unfortunate position of being more downwind than my house.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, I'm kind of lucky. I'm right across the street, but just the way the wind flows, I don't get much of it.
So when the authorities got there, what happened? Because I know this story takes on several different phases,
right,
to the final one with the house finally being on the ground. But I read at one point they went in there and started shooting these rats out of here, and they were in the trees and everything.
Well, let me just, for 1 second, I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
Last week, I guess it was last Wednesday, their time had expired on them cleaning up the house themselves.
Because it was a heap, wasn't it?
What's that?
It was a mess.
Yeah, I've never seen the inside of their house, and I guess I never will for myself.
Well, I saw it on video. You didn't want to see it.
But you know what you saw on those pictures?
Yeah.
That was after 2 full days of inmates cleaning up.
Yeah, because they wouldn't send regular city workers in there.
But have you guys heard what the inmates are saying?
What?
They're saying, hey, guys, we're never committing any more crimes.
Yeah.
This is what you're going to do to it.
Talk about a deterrent.
Yeah, big-time deterrent. See, we don't need capital punishment. We just need the Parsons.
Yeah.
So take us through what was going
on. Okay, so they came in last Wednesday, and they hauled off 2 great big dump trucks full of trash. And I guess what that did is over the next 4 days, well, 4 or 5 days, leading up to Sunday night, the rats finally weren't getting fed. The women weren't there. Their food source had dried up. Their nests had been taken away, or their nesting areas. Because, you know, the place was stacked full of old newspapers. They said they found one in there from, like, 1947.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, and they had a wall of papers in front of their shower.
That'll
be
worth.
How bad this was.
That'll be worth something someday.
Yeah. So the rats started coming out Sunday night. I came pulling up after going to a birthday party, and the next-door neighbor there, Mike, says, hey, Chris, you got a rat running across the wire over to your house. And I'm thinking, oh, great, a rat. And then he goes, whoa, there goes another one. Oh, another one. So we take a closer look, and the tree and the bushes out in front of this house, they were shimmering. I mean, it looked like the wind was blowing them, except there was no wind, and the shimmer was rats.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
How big were these rats?
They were anywhere from, I'd say the small ones were probably 3 inches to 4 inches.
Yeah.
The big ones, and this isn't the tail included, were, I don't know, 6, 7 inches.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah, it was nice. It was real nice.
So you're stuck in your neighborhood. You've got rats all in the trees. What happened next?
Well, then we got on the horn and called everybody we could think of. And, you know, we got our city councilman down here, this guy Rudy Fernandez, and his aide who had been helping us through the process all along. And they came over and checked it out, and we called the police. We called the Tampa Tribune. We called Channel 8, Channel 10, Channel 13, 28. I mean, you name it, we called them. And they all came over here, and Councilman Fernandez told the code enforcement folks that he wasn't leaving until they got somebody out there to take care of business.
Yeah.
And they came out, checked it out, and 7 o'clock the next morning, which would have been Monday morning, they were out here tenting the place.
And then they...
So I guess they actually had to, though, throw bait to get the rats back
in
the house.
Yeah, they did. They threw bait, and they killed off some of the rats on the outside. I'm not sure how they did it. I was at work, but...
Well, you know, get a couple of teenagers with a couple of 22s.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we were talking about doing that Sunday night. We thought, well, you know, it probably wouldn't help the rat problem much because how many could we get? But it sure would have made us feel good.
Right. Are you going to go and get your place fumigated now? Because I'm sure of the thousands of rats, there might have been one or two that made their way over to your place.
Well, we've already had the house checked. The city's been great. Code enforcement, they've had Bugs R Us or something like that.
Yeah.
They've come by. The Orkin folks have been by. And they've really done a stand-up job on this.
What about the talk? And she, of course, Vivian, of course, denied it, but that she was actually keeping the rats as pets?
Yeah,
you know anything about that?
She had to be. The official body count, those rats that they actually killed and counted, was 369. But they predict that there were rats in the walls, up top, and it probably numbered around 1,200. So if anyone believes that in a 1,300 square foot home, that you have 1,200 rats and you've never seen them, who believes that one?
No kidding. I know before the house was going to be torn down, she pleaded with them not to tear the house down. I mean,
well, she pleaded with them not to kill the rats, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
I mean,
And she did make a plea to keep the house. She said, out of human decency sake, you know, please don't let these people do this. And it's sad. I think she needs help. The younger Vivian, that is. The older one is, I think she's senile or has Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And the younger one was supposed to be keeping her and watching out for her, and that's the way she did it.
And you really didn't have much contact with either one of them, huh?
No, nobody in the neighborhood did. And we've got one of those neighborhoods where people are out walking all the time and talking,
yeah,
and riding bikes and running, and no one really knew them. Even the lady that lives behind them, she's lived there for 44 years, and she didn't know them.
So so they did demolish the house today then?
Yeah, it's flat. It's gone. I mean, they demolished it and they took it away.
Did I read that they're actually going to be charged for the demolition and everything?
Yeah, they're putting a lien on the property. That's how they're going to charge
it. Yeah, they guesstimate it's about $5,000.
So between three and five.
So although obviously there's a problem here, what is going to happen to this woman and her daughter? I mean,
well,
the house is gone and now they owe money.
Yeah, they owe money, but down here in South Tampa, like I was telling you guys, we're having a real rejuvenation.
Yeah.
Right now, we were just speculating on the property. We're all dying to get a hold of this property.
Oh, sure.
You know, the lowest figure I've heard is 60. The highest I've heard is 90, and that's just for the property. And it's only a 50 by 100 lot.
And if she owns the property and if she can sell the property, she might, even with the fees of demolishing the house, might be able to make some profit so that she can be put somewhere else.
Exactly. And she needs help. The state is going to reevaluate both the older Vivian and the younger Vivian. They had deemed them competent. But, you know, if anybody, you all have seen those pictures.
Yeah.
I challenge competency, and I'm certainly no psychologist.
But, you know, what I said when this story first broke, you know, the next time you hear about some old lady that's got 40 cats or something, you'll think twice about it, you know?
Well, you'll know she doesn't have any rats.
Right. Yeah. This is a true nightmare story for anybody that, you know, the true haunted house on the street.
Yeah, we're all talking about what we're going to go as for Halloween. I think we're all going to go as rats.
I guess there was one tragedy, though, out of the whole thing. I guess an orange tabby lost its life.
Yeah, it did. They just couldn't get it out in time.
Was it a neighbor cat?
No, it was one of her cats. She had about 5 or 6 or 7 cats.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They play together.
You
want
to know how bad it was? How many rats there were? The cats didn't even feel the need to chase the rats.
Just go pick one up.
Yeah, just go. I think what they did is they just sat there with their mouth open and waited until one walked in.
Absolutely incredible. Unbelievable. Yeah. So you're glad that this whole nightmare is behind you?
Yeah, I'm glad it's behind me. You know, my wife, I've got a 2-year-old daughter, you know, the whole neighborhood. But I'll tell you, the good thing about it is it's kind of really brought our community together. Even more so, you know, we know all of our television personalities now. That's
for
sure.
What's your dad, the commissioner, have to say about this?
Well, he's of course pleased that it's down. You know, he didn't really have much to do with it because it was a city issue,
right?
So we worked through Rudy Fernandez's office. But having him here. What's that?
Having him there, though, and can make the calls to the people need be. I mean, it's pretty good having him.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's always good to have a little extra pull.
Yeah.
You don't mind that when the time comes.
It's like, just hard to believe that there were that many rats in there and you wouldn't have any indication until just recently.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I've got two cats, which we've been keeping in.
Are they fat?
One of them, you know, he's a great little hunter, Nermal. You know, I'm not going to explain his name. Anyway, he in 4 years has only caught one mouse, and it wasn't a rat. It was a little mouse. And he's caught several birds. Never has he come back with a rat. And I hadn't seen a rat until 3 Sundays ago. And at that time, we saw two. And, you know, two is cause for alarm, but not like 400 to 1,200.
God, I just can't imagine it.
No, and I don't think anybody's ever going to get the full impact as to what it looked like here on Sunday night. I know I certainly wouldn't have. The cameraman, he did a wonderful job catching a lot of it. But you can never get the full impact unless you're actually standing there.
Just the scene of the tree, like, shimmering in the wind, but there's no wind.
That was just what it looked like, too. I said, Mike, I'm going to go in my house and get my flashlight. Hang on a second.
Oh, man.
And I thought, well, I'm certainly not going to be able to kill these guys.
Well, Chris, I'm glad the worst is behind you, and I hope life can resume to normal there in your neighborhood.
Well, thanks a lot, and thanks for giving us the time here. And y'all have fun down there. Stay away from the rat house.
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, God. Chris.
Come on, sugar.
Chris Hart the Fourth.
Come on, sugar. Mama got dinner. Come on, sugar.
Hey, it's Dan and Haney on K-Rock.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney, Kate, Quake, and Chowder. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney, Kate, Quake, and Chowder. Stan and Haney, Kate, Quake, and Chowder. Stan and Haney, all afternoon. They don't pay for nothing in my way.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group, and we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haley, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Glad to have you along. Now, you can see this on our Stan and Haney Facebook site. I would hope, Raj, that the powers that be here at Beasley know to post it on the K-Rock website. Do they not? And I'm going to tell you. Go ahead.
I would think that they would know that, but I'll try to.
You are assuming an awful lot.
I mean,
he has NBC.
All right, I'm getting there.
It was covered in the meeting.
All right, you know, the show has barely started, and my blood pressure's going up. My cardiologist said 6 months, and I'll be fine. I ain't there yet.
Yeah, you've been as 6 months.
Yeah, it's getting closer.
Well, what was it? November.
Yeah,
November.
Yep,
November.
Yep.
December, January, yep. February, March, April, May. 6 months.
Yep,
and I got six more to go.
Yeah,
and then they said I could go off some of my medication.
Oh, okay.
Now wait a second. Tonight at. During the NBC2 6 o'clock news, the feature that they were filming on Haney and I last week is going to air. What is it called? Two More for the Road? Right. Thank you, Haney.
I believe it's called Story to Share with the number two.
Okay, Story.
Sorry.
That's all right.
To share.
Not sorry to share.
Sorry.
Not sorry. Story.
In this case, it might be.
Yeah,
sorry.
Well, Haney and I were.
Sorry to share.
No, not yet. Haney and I were having a discussion saying, we'll find out after six.
Yeah.
Right now, everything's good. Everything's just fine and dandy.
Yep.
Story to share right now. Sorry to share after six if we don't like what we see.
It's usually a feel-good story.
It is. And they were nothing but nice to us.
Oh,
they were,
yeah.
They were great.
Good people.
But that you had Sean, and what was the girl's name? That you
Allison.
Allison. They were both very nice.
Good people.
And they said, well, we'll let you know when the story gets all edited and put together, because they in here, they filmed a lot. And I got the email today that it's going to be on at the 6 o'clock news tonight on NBC2. It's, what is it? Sorry to what? What?
Story to share.
Sorry.
It's not sorry.
I've got my fingers crossed that I'll end up in the background of one of the shows.
You better be. You better be end up in the... So there you go. Set your DVRs. Make it... I think you can get it online, too, on the computer. They
usually post.
They store their stories, and you can look at, like, the ones from the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Depending on how this one comes out, I can say, keep it up there and click as many times as you want. Or I can go and let them know, sorry to share.
Sorry.
Take it down. But... What I'm asking initially was, Rod, do the people here, I know you posted it on our Facebook site, but do the people here either A, know to post it or give a damn to post it?
I will remind the main guy that should get it done. And since you gave them permission to share anything or take anything off of our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Then they should be able to do that.
All right. Oh, that's not going to go. They don't know how to do that. That was, and by the way, that was pictures.
Okay.
Pictures.
All right.
Not our stories. That's your job.
Okay.
We're going to take a break.
So, sorry to fair.
Right. Sorry to fair. Let's say it together. What was
sorry.
It? Not sorry.
Story.
Story.
To
share.
Share.
Yes.
Yeah.
Story to share.
Share it. If it's good, share it with everybody.
If it's good, right. If it's good, share it. If
but
not,
it's
if not.
Sorry.
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 We'll be back. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. If you didn't hear us talking about it earlier, we're going to be featured on the NBC 2 story thing. What, Raj, what it
we more? Say story.
It's not, has nothing to do. It's more, more to share.
Story to share.
Story to share.
What?
Or as Haney likes to call it, sorry to share.
But I'm seeing on with the post. And, of course, as of right now, it is just on our Facebook page. Nothing to do with the station. Did you check
I
on that?
I have contacted our digital program director.
And they come back and they look at you like you're smoking crack. What? You want us to what?
Oh, yeah.
But some people are saying on the Facebook, I'm not able to watch it at 6 o'clock. Can you post it? The NBC2 website archives their story to share. As a matter of fact, there's like four of them up there now. Ours will be up there. So if you miss it at 6 o'clock tonight, you will be able to see it, and we will also link it up for you.
Yeah, too. I should be able to steal it.
Yeah, once it goes and gets posted up, it'll be linked up again.
I know.
I want to see what it's like at 6 o'clock, or we'll say sorry.
Yeah.
Well, Haney's still struggling to figure out how it's actually a feel-good story, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you read the description, and I'm paraphrasing now because I don't know, it's stories that will make you laugh and cry.
Oh,
with
God.
This one, you might cry, yeah. And it's not out of sympathy.
And we're sorry to share. Yeah.
Thy neck.
Don't worry about it. That doesn't photograph well, that scar on your neck.
Yeah, don't look at
you know,
Haney's
you have
neck.
A good side.
Yeah.
Not that side. Although the camera was mainly on that side.
Yep.
Mainly on that side where you got that big cut in your neck where they had to drain you.
Yes.
Let's do the grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
No.
Don't worry about it.
No.
Right there. I think they, a couple of times, the camera person, what was her name?
Allison.
Allison. I think she zoomed in on it a couple of times.
Oh.
Right there on the scar.
Oh, God.
You think there'll be a B-roll cutaway?
And then they'll use AI to have like maggots walking on it.
Yeah. Well, these,
you know, and that's where the tears start to.
Yeah. Oh no.
Let's face facts, kids. Let's face the cold hard facts. America's going to hell in a handbag.
Yeah. A sale so big it'll rend white and blow your mind. America's going out of business sale. We've lost our lease and everything must go. Things you've already bought, we'll sell back to you for pennies on the dollar. Tanks, boats, planes, 50% off. Monuments priced to move. Rush now, pay less for rush more. And for the do-it-yourselfer, save on a partially built border wall. Only at America's going out of business sale. For less than the price of a luxury vacation, you could have your own Supreme Court justice. And because it's America, we got guns. Guns and more guns.
I'll second that amendment.
We can't pay our bills, so we're passing those bills on to you at America's going out of business sale.
No refunds, all sales final. Bank debit cards not accepted.
Yep.
I want to tell you how our perception, I have to say this, 96.1% of people in this world think normally.
No.
But it is the it is the small percentage that the squeaky wheel getting the oil. Let me give you an example. I was watching the news this morning, and, you know, like with men's cycling, and they have the Tour de France and all that.
Oh, yeah.
There is a female circuit as well. High-end, upper echelon cyclists. And one of the leading female cyclists, at the age of 25, retired. Why? She retired because in the last big cycling race that they had, she finished fourth to of the top three finishers were men claiming to be women, identifying as women. They had testosterone, they had penises,
yes.
And they beat her, one of the premier female cyclists in the world, and so she retired. And when the story was being presented, it was brought up, and think about this and how our brains and what we're being fed has changed over the last decade. 11, 12 years ago, Lance Armstrong had to give back every single medal that he won in the Tour de France. He won it like a 6-7 time. I don't know how many. He had to give them all back and his name taken off the record books. Why? Because he used a male performance-enhancing drug, testosterone. And they took his medals away. Yet, men are going on female cycling races, raging with testosterone, beating women, and they're praised for it. Where do you make sense with that? Where a woman who they fought so hard to have equal athletic participation in high school and college, where does it come in that a guy raging with testosterone can go on a woman's cycling circuit, yet they took Lance Armstrong's medals away for biking and adding to his male testosterone? I don't get it. They're praised. Lance Armstrong has his stuff taken away. We're off the rails.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, let's see.
Mayor.
Off the rails.
Mayor.
This is not headline news. Oprah Winfrey is reportedly in line to replace Senator Dianne Feinstein if she resigns. Two questions. Why would Oprah be interested in a demotion? And would that mean we all get a car?
Ooh.
Tom Brady is buying a minority share in the Las Vegas Raiders. Brady plans to bring a new attitude and hopefully a new barber for owner Mark Davis. A surfer was attacked by a shark off the Jersey Shore. She fought back by stabbing it in the eye with her press-on nail. And today is Aviation Maintenance Technician Day. Or as they call it at Spirit Airlines, everything's fine, get on the plane.
Yeah.
This is not headline news.
Yeah. 6 o'clock news on Channel 2. What is it? More? Sorry. What?
Stories to share. The number two.
I don't know.
That's for NBC 2.
Okay.
You be the judge. We go to the Publix, we go to the Winn-Dixie, we go to the Walmart. We go and get one of those carriages, and they got a bum wheel, and they make a lot of noise.
No.
You leave, what?
I balked and bought this. What?
I don't know what you said. Here is a guy filming himself. He's got a shopping cart with a bum wheel, and it's making a weird noise. He's thinking, I got heavy metal right here. I got a heavy metal. Here, you be the judge. He's just walking down the aisle with it. It's making all of that noise. I had to look at the video to make sure. Right on.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Kind of dance to it.
I saw the story. I think it was on NBC 2 last night. And the story's been everywhere, but I'll just add to it. Charlotte County. A man lost his arm when a 10-foot alligator bit him near a pond behind a Gulf Cove bar. Now, the full story, because they had this guy What a winner. They had him. They interviewed him.
What?
He's at the bar, all right, drinking. And he had to use the restroom. So he went up to go to use the restroom and saw that the line was too long. And he said, ah, what the hell? I'll go out by the pond out back and relieve myself that way.
Oh.
When Wally Gator was in there and decided he was going to go and chomp chomp. There you go.
Hey, come here. Come here, bro.
Got bit by an alligator. His whole arm came off, bro.
You're good. You're good, dude. You're good. You're good. You're out of the water now. Right. Roll him over. Roll him over and put a tourniquet on him.
You're a soldier, bro. You
they
got
need
this.
To get here.
Yeah. What? And he's in the hospital now. Bit his arm off.
Luckily, it was his arm.
Right, and not, you know, the appendage.
Right.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you're right here.
This is something like right out of Shawshank. Follow me on this. There's a movie here. There's a movie here. Dateline, Georgia. An inmate with a chip on his shoulder. An inmate tunneled through a wall in an attempt to harm a man in a neighboring cell. So he was in his cell. The one he wants to go after is in the neighboring cell. He digs underneath to go and get him and beat him up. Kavon Thomas.
Kavon Thomas
allegedly dug a hole through the wall in a shower stall and attacked. What's this guy's name?
Oh, God.
Durandne.
That's his first name?
Yes. D-E-R. You tell me how you would pronounce this. Write this down and tell me how you would pronounce this. Because I have never met a person with this first name.
T-E-R.
No, there's no T-E-R in it.
Durandre.
Will you wait a second? D-E-R.
That's what I said, D-E-R.
Oh, I thought you said T. Oh, okay. D-E-R-O-N-D-N-E-Y.
That's all one word.
Yes.
That's definitely Durandre.
See? Durandre. Yeah.
Romney.
Right. Durandre Russell. Right. Hold on. Let me start again.
Okay.
All right. A Georgia inmate tunneled through a wall in an attempt to harm a man in a neighboring cell.
The real...
Kavon Thomas. Kavon! Allegedly dug... allegedly dug a hole through a wall in a shower and attacked Durandre Russell. Here is the interim. He ain't got the full job yet. Interim Fulton County Jail Commander Curtis Clark talking about the deplorable conditions in this jail.
An idle mind is the devil's workshop. Found shanks that were made from parts of the building. This jail has clearly outlived its useful life, and our daily job is to make it as safe as we possibly can, not only for staff, but for the inmates as well. I have lost so much sleep since being assigned to run this location or this facility. It's
Rondé.
Difficult to talk about.
Yes.
Rondé.
How is it that you can say that perfectly?
Rondé.
I don't get it.
He can say it better than both of us.
I know.
No.
Durandre.
Yeah.
Say it.
Durandre.
How do you do that?
Out of all words.
I can't.
Durandre.
That's blown my mind right now. That's no problem.
Yeah.
That's piece of cake. Rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah. Durandre.
Saying hi, Stan, is just a chore.
Yeah.
But Durandre, no problem.
Oh, no.
By the way, some sad news. In the world of music, just coming down the wires now, Tina Turner passing away at the age of 83.
And
what a performer. What a performer. Tina Turner, a legend. Ike and Tina. Tina on her own, who literally had to reestablish herself. That was the one thing, if you watched the documentary with her. She said after the divorce, she wanted Ike Turner as far away from her as possible. But she wanted to keep the name because it was Ike and Tina Turner. And it helped her greatly, and she was one hell of a performer, passing away at the age of 83 today. You know who's 85 today?
Who?
Tommy Chong.
Look at you guys, man. No wonder you're dangling at the bottom of the food chain. If it weren't for these lines, we'd be running the joint.
85. Let me tell you a story, Raj. You know there's somebody with you in the love of, you know, substances. So we years and years ago, we had Tommy Chong on the air, but we had him on via the phone, and it was a nice interview.
Yeah.
Well, flash forward maybe a year, 2 years after that, he's going around and eventually got arrested for it. Mm-hmm. He was going around selling out of the trunk of his car Chong bongs.
Yep.
Really?
And so he came down to the radio station. This is a great story.
I do remember him getting arrested for
this. Yeah. So he came down. We had heard that he was going to come by, one of the people. Do you want Tommy Chong on the air? Absolutely. We had him on the year before. I interviewed him on the phone. If he's here, come on down. And so he came into the studio, sitting right across from Haney and I, and he's talking about, you know, what he's doing, and is he ever going to get together with Cheech again? And he said, well, but right now I'm selling what I call the Chong Bongs. And we're like, oh, that's great. And so we finished the interview with him, and he says to us off the air, he said, I've got a trunk load of them. You want a Chong Bong? And we're like, what the hell? So as the commercials are playing, Haney and I walk out to the parking lot, and in his car through the whole interview, either his girlfriend or his wife was sitting in the passenger side of his car, windows rolled up, and she was just sitting in the car.
Oh, my gosh.
And he walked out. He, you know, a little tap on the trunk of the car. She pops the trunk open from the inside, and he hands us each a Chong Bong, puts the trunk back down, gets behind the wheel of the car, drives off.
Yep.
True story.
Why haven't I seen these?
I have mine somewhere. They were little things.
Yeah.
And it was right on the side. It had written on the glass.
Yeah.
Chong Bong.
One of his big ones was a grand prize at a head shop remote I did for 99X years ago.
Was he there?
No. Just the bong was the star.
The bong was the star.
Yeah.
No. Well, because he was probably doing time. It was like thereafter.
Yeah.
Because he was fighting for his rights to sell a product, and you know they're saying drug paraphernalia, and he went to jail.
Yeah, I think he was locked up at that time.
But yeah, we both mine somewhere. Chong bong. Grab bag.
How many times have you used this?
Zero.
I knew it.
But it's
Drowndy.
I don't get it.
Drowndy.
When we come back, we'll do the local beat. I got something, and we'll also have Roger's Entertainment Corner. He's got a little something.
Oh, yeah.
Phone lines open up as well. Later on today, we'll do Stan's 10 to 200, and then even later on today, a Haney Classic. Let me see, what can I say about this? Joffrey spends his day with a 15-year-old feeding her beer.
Hey.
Wow.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is a symbol that you'll be seeing a lot from now on. It stands for the something wonderful that happens. The richer and more satisfying life your family can enjoy through the well-planned use of
Stan and Haney.
And one of the best things is this. Your family, every family can afford it.
96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, you know, I just have to say this.
What?
And then we'll move on.
What?
By the way, Tina Turner passing away at the age of 83. She passed away in her home in Switzerland. Long illness. I guess, Junior, you were saying she had stomach cancer?
Intestinal cancer.
So rest in peace, Tina Turner. But we are a radio station, and we have multiple resources. We have our news channel on here. We have alerts on our phone. And I can understand to a degree listeners texting us and saying, hey, did you hear Tina Turner died? Oh, yeah. It's not news to us. We know. What is disturbing for me is that, again, we are a radio station. And it is other hosts of other radio shows, while I have it on the big screen, Tina Turner passing away at the age of 83, they come in. Hey, guys, just want to let you guys know Tina Turner passed away.
What?
Thank you. We know. Go back into your sports booth. Sorry. They're good guys. But, I mean, we've done this for a while. We've done this for a little while.
Durande.
All right. We know you can say Durande.
That's his word of the day right there.
Let's. If you want to call 495-9696 to let me know Tina Turner died.
Durande.
But right now, local beat. You got my Perry Mason?
Yeah.
Because you're going to identify with this and you're going to say that this is what happened to you, but it isn't.
What?
Let me read the story, and I guarantee you, at some point in time, he's going to go and tell you it's him.
Just yell out to Rodney.
Yeah, you hear Rodney.
If you let the state of Florida eat you, it will. We've said it before. If left alone, Florida will consume everything.
Yes.
Buildings and people. Headline, NBC2. Fort Myers man has two toes amputated after bite from venomous spider.
Uh-huh.
Grande.
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 But this isn't what happened to you.
What?
Is, see, did I tell you?
Yeah, there you go.
Did I tell you that?
Yep.
If that happened to you, they'd have to take your shoulder off.
No.
According to this.
No.
Take a listen. A man born and raised in Fort Myers just had two of his toes amputated after he was bitten several times by a venomous spider. 58-year-old Hamilton Diaz said over the course of several months, he was bitten at least five times by a brown recluse spider.
Mm-mm-mm.
The bites were so bad, doctors were left with no choice but to cut off two of his toes. He went to the hospital in Clearwater last week after his condition took a turn for the worse.
Mm-hmm.
What do I mean, taking a turn for the worse? His toes lost all of their circulation and were mummified. They went black.
Doctor said his toes were essentially dead. That's what led to the doctors amputating both the middle and fourth toe on his left foot on Monday. As Diaz was saying, it all starts with a tiny bite from a pint-sized spider.
Oh, God.
But this wasn't just any spider, but a venomous brown recluse. And here, they keep saying this, but we talk to every single exterminator, pest control guy, that they're here, but yet they still say how rare that is. In Southwest Florida, they are rare. But as truck driver Diaz said, somehow one managed to find me. He said, I drive an 18-wheeler and I go all over the 48 states in the continental U.S. Says along his journey, the spider likely got its way into his truck and started tormenting him back in December. We are in May now. This thing has been biting him since December on his toes. As he battled the bites on his feet and hands from the insect, months kept passing and his condition kept getting worse.
Well, I just looked it up, and they can live up to 1 to 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, sure. Spiders don't die.
I would have thought only, a couple months, other insects.
I had a tarantula that lived for years and years and years.
Yeah, those are tarantulas.
Spider.
Yeah, brown recluses are huge.
Big or small? Spiders are hardy creatures. and you know what? I said insect. They're not an insect.
They're arachnid.
They're an arachnid. They got 8 legs.
You know what I meant, though.
What? What?
The same thing. Tomato, what? Tomato. Hey.
Doctors say it was his toes were so severe, gangrene had set in.
Oh, God.
Dr. Joyce Fassbender, Heffenweasel, Fassbender, try that one, Haney.
Yep.
Fassbender.
Hoffman.
No.
Close enough.
Dr. Joyce Fassbender,
professor
in the Department of Biology and Sciences at FGCU, said this was a very severe case. They have what's called a hemotoxin, which can cause necrosis or decay of tissue. No, it's different. It's so different, Haney. But did I tell you ahead of time?
Yeah, you're gatekeeping right now, dude.
Yeah, stop gatekeeping.
What?
You're gatekeeping.
You don't get past my gate. I was bit first.
Hold on. No, look, enough of the gatekeeping.
Wait, a gate dammer.
Easy, Durande.
Hey, Ronde. Yeah.
Dr. Fusspusser said that it is not likely. Dr. Hootenanny said it is not likely a brown recluse spider could kill you, but can cause catastrophic damage. And we've seen it with people. Not you. Did I tell you? Did I tell you?
What?
Did I tell you about how?
He had to remind you about 4 times. Yeah.
And he does it. That, too.
Yep. You could have done it the other way. I don't want to see your nips.
You know, that's one thing I noticed about your nips.
What?
Very little color to them.
There's no color. It blends right in.
No.
There was a group of us saying that at the hospital. When you were lying there, unresponsive, we said, his nips have no color.
Well, back then, I did.
Your face has color now.
Very small diameter, too.
Wow, you're pretty observant.
I'm very observant. Wow. Especially when it comes to nips.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
A man's nips?
Well,
a male
any
nip.
Any nips. No. I'll judge you.
What's on your arm? Are you cutting yourself?
No, dude, I just burned myself on the oven on purpose.
Oh my God, he's cutting. God.
I like to feel something.
He's cutting again. Yeah, it does. It makes you feel.
Yeah, I start to feel again.
Yep.
No. I haven't had feelings in a while.
God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Makes me feel alive for a moment.
A different generation.
You know,
did your mother, who's an educator, how that happened is beyond me. Did she at any point in your life, because you were a troubled boy, no friends, sit you down and explain to you that if you ever have the urge to cut, let me know?
No, because she would say, hey, let me do it for you.
That's it. It would be, I can just see it now. Junior, sit down. This is mama. Hi, mommy.
Hi, mommy.
Leave my mother out of it. I want to talk to you about cutting. I know a lot of your friends. Oh, you don't have friends. I know a lot of other students are cutting to feel. You don't have to do this. You can tell mommy.
She would say, hey, let me show you the proper way. Right.
Where it doesn't show up. It heals nicely.
Yep.
Gotta put aloe on it.
Dr. Fussbuster said you can actually get an anti-venom if you're bitten by a brown recluse. Dr. Fassensmacker said you can get an anti-venom, but you have to get it within 24 hours or it won't matter.
No.
It won't matter.
My God.
Yep. Yeah. His nips blend right in with the rest of his skin.
They do, and they're very small.
What?
You got very small nips, dude.
Yeah.
They're pretty small.
We got a special segment that we do on the show at this time, and it's our own Roger, who's got Roger's Entertainment Corner. Raj?
Hey!
Hey, everybody!
So glad I can't see Haney's nipples from here.
Well, you couldn't see them from there.
Yeah,
you're right.
Small.
You can't see them. They're colorless.
No.
Colorless and small. You can't see them.
You guys hear about Tina Turner?
83. Oh, intestinal God. Cancer.
Hey,
thank you, though, for pointing it out.
We're coming up on Memorial Day weekend, which is the unofficial start of the summer, which means pool time is coming.
It's, you know, and people don't realize it's the unofficial start of summer everywhere else. Here, it's always summer.
Yeah, it's the unofficial start of the worst of summer.
All I know is I got a 3-day weekend and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
So let's talk pool etiquette. Because if you don't have your own pool, you're going to have to go to a community pool
or
a public pool. here you go.
Andy and I are just talking about how we were spending our Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've got the top 10 rudest behaviors at a pool.
Oh, things that you should, if you're at a community pool.
Yes, a pool where people share.
And let's play a game, because we got a couple of minutes. As you go over the 10, we're going to ask Junior whether or not he's done any of these.
Let's ask Junior if he knows what number one is.
Don't skinny dip.
Well, close. Something else you like to do in the pool.
Crap.
Urinate in the pool.
Yes.
And I've done that many a time.
Crapping works too. Just don't use it as a toilet in any way.
Oh, God.
All right. Number two, do not bring glassware to the pool.
Yeah. That's an important thing, too, because you break that glass. Like, people say, why can't I bring a bottle of beer up there? I got to get it in a can. That bottle breaks.
Not a good look.
You're not going to see it, and it's going to cut your foot up.
Not a good look at a public pool. Do not.
And then you're
going
to have two toes amputated by Dr. Fassbender.
Fassbender, I hardly know her.
Fassbender.
All right.
Yeah.
The third most rudest behavior at the pool, hogging the lounge chairs. If you want to show up early and get a good spot, that's cool.
Come on.
Just don't hog for your
friend. What are you talking about? You're a lounge chair hogger. No. You go by the community pool where he would be. He'd take three or four towels on about five different
chairs. I tap there soon.
Next.
Number four, the rudest thing, letting your kids run wild.
Yes.
Of course, letting them have fun is one thing. Just rein it in when you need to, please.
That's Junior, out of control.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
That was definitely me. I have to disagree. I have to disagree with number five. They say topless tanning is rude.
No, it's not.
It might be inappropriate if there's kids around, but it's not rude.
Yeah, and you have to look at yourself and say, can I get away with
exactly.
this?
Exactly.
Now, free the nip.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And Haney. And Haney could go topless tanning and nobody would know.
Yep.
Number six rudest, excessive splashing, including cannonballs. That basically falls under keeping the kids under control.
Well, yeah, because a guy like Junior, who's tiptoeing his way into the pool because it's a little cold, doesn't want to get splashed.
Well, yeah, I have sensitive nips.
So you're not one of those cannonball guys, Junior.
No, I'm more of a belly flopper.
Oh, good. Number seven, rudest, blasting music. Not everybody likes your kind of music.
Yeah. I tell you, the time Haney lived next door to me, we shared a wall. He played a lot of music at all hours.
Yep.
So not everyone wants to hear my 30-minute Grateful Dead jams. Nobody wants to hear.
No, nobody wants to hear that.
Whenever I go to the pool, I play Insane Clown Posse.
No one wants to hear that either.
Yeah, full blast.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
ICP.
Yeah.
The eighth rudest thing.
Yeah.
Going inside barefoot. This is mainly for like ones attached to hotels and things like that. Put your shoes on and towel off before you go
inside.
A
croc or a flip flop.
Yeah, even that.
Sandal.
Yeah.
Preferably not leather.
Yes. Number nine rudest. Jumping in when you're gross, super sweaty. At least towel off. If it's by the beach, do one of those outdoor shower things. Get the sand off.
Al Dole.
And number 10.
Al Dole used to go into our pool and take a bath. He'd bring a bar of soap with him.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
You saw that video.
Well,
he did. Well, that was one of many things.
Yeah.
That was not. And he washed his hair in the toilet once.
Yeah. Oh, my
God.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all true.
The 10th rudest thing. Showing up with a contagious condition.
What?
Like if you have a rash or a foot fungus, don't assume chlorine will keep it from spreading.
That's what Junior says. Chlorine's the best for it.
What about gonorrhea?
Well, honestly, Junior, people do not love it when you go swimming with an obvious open wound.
Yeah, a sore.
Just don't do it.
A sore that just won't heal.
Yeah.
Because I've had the drip of many times.
Oh, yeah, you're disgusting. You know what? You make me want to vomit. I'll go send you to see Dr. Fuss and Mustard.
When we come back,
we're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to get a lucky Stan and Haney listener to play Stan's 10 to 200 for a beautiful prize selected especially for you. We'll do that when we come back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
We should be in a position where the experts say we know is in fact it's going to be
Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
God.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney.
Woo!
Wednesday edition. Raj, I'm going to release the phones right now. Get me somebody that wants to play Stan's 10 to 200.
Oh, yeah.
495-9696. He's got the music, so you don't have to do anything. Haney, stop.
Why?
You don't do it from there.
Why?
Because he's got the music. You don't.
Okay.
What is that? What is that? Somebody running through a car. Where is that coming from? Oh, it's from there. Will you stop with that?
He's just started.
495-9696. Up for grabs. A Culver's Be Our Guest certificate. This includes 2 concrete mixers, 2 regular value baskets at any Culver's location. This is truly a great thing. Now, what we have are 10 survey questions. 100 people answered each survey question. Your job to pick the most popular answer. If you get 200 points in 10 questions, just assume everybody's answer is a point. Your job to pick the most popular answer. 200 points get you a prize. Will you stop with that? Raj, what line we got? What line?
Geez. Line 1, Stan.
Yeah. What's that guy's last name? Herrera?
Yep.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is John.
John, you want to play?
Yep.
All right, John. Let me just tell you that there's going to be 10 questions surveyed, 100 people surveyed on each question. Your job, pick the most popular answer. And if you get 200 points after the 10, a Culver's Be Our Guest certificate, 2 concrete mixers, 2 regular value baskets at any Culver's location, okay?
Excellent.
All right. Let's begin. Yeah, right there, Raj. You ready?
Thank you.
Oh.
Okay, oh.
Ho, ho, ho. Yeah, all right.
Not as good as the engine started.
Yeah. All right, John. Here we go. First, 10 questions. Pick the most popular answer. Name something that peanut butter sticks to.
The roof of your mouth.
Okay. Next question. Name a holiday that always falls on a Monday. Name a holiday that always falls on a Monday.
Memorial Day.
Okay. Of course, coming right up, as a matter of fact. Next question. Fill in the blank. Walking blank.
Tall.
Okay. Next question. As people get older, name something they should do to keep their mind sharp.
Read a book.
Okay. Fifth question. After you answer this, we are at the halfway point. Here we go. Name something you hold in your hand and then squeeze.
Stress ball.
We have now completed the first 5. We go to the second 5. Name something that people know about polar bears. Name something people know about polar bears.
They're white.
Wow. Do you want to stick with that answer?
No, they live in the North Pole.
Okay, North Pole. Next question. Name something dog lovers would rather do with their dog than with a person. Something dog lovers would rather do with their dog than with a person. I know what it's about.
Park.
Say again.
Go to the park.
Go to the park. Hold on. Hold on, I gotta see if where in the category this fits. All right, next question. Name a reason you might switch doctors. Haney, please do not answer that question.
No.
Name a reason you might switch doctors.
They no longer accept the insurance that you
okay,
have.
Okay, all right, I understand. Next question. Name something gross a person might say they found in their food just so they can get a free meal. Name something.
A hair. Yep.
All right. Last question. Tell me a reason your car might be getting towed.
Didn't pay your car payment. Repo.
So you're going to stick with repo?
Yeah.
Okay. Stop the music. Stop the music. I am going to tell you, before we do, it's going to be close. I think you started the, and we will know when we go over the answers. I think you started the game very, very, very well and then faded.
Yeah.
My opinion. How do you think you did?
I agree with you.
All right,
I feel like I was sharp the first half. And
you were very, I'm going to tell you, and I hope it might, maybe it's enough. But you were very sharp the first
it's
half.
It's that mounting pressure throughout the game.
It might be.
It's the music
that's in. Oh, well, that's the whole thing. Now you know part of the reason. Let's.
You know what? I've played enough games on this show that doesn't change.
It doesn't. Well, let's find out, John. Let's look at your answers. Raj, have the calculator ready. Constantly shout out that score to me as we are going down, because I think I have a feeling he's either done it or it's going to be very close.
Right.
So let's begin. Let's take a look at your answers. John, I asked you, name something peanut butter sticks to. You said your mouth. You betcha. Number one answer, 61 points.
Yeah.
61.
Excellent.
Good start.
It's a great start. I said,
take a little bit of the pressure off.
I said, name a holiday that always falls on a Monday. Well, you're thinking a three-day weekend. You said Memorial Day. Number two answer was Memorial Day. 24 people said it. Number one answer, Labor Day.
We got
Labor
85.
Day. 85.
That was in the back of my head.
I said, fill in the blank, walking blank. You said walking tall. Number two answer, 27.
Oh.
Number one answer was Walking Dead.
Oh.
112 already.
112 already? That's what I like to see, because you're going to need it. Then I asked you, name something you would hold in your hand and then squeeze. You said a ball. Number one answer, 48. 48 people.
160.
160. You are 40 points away. I then asked you, name something people know about polar bears.
They're white.
I asked you when you said they're white. I asked you, did you want to stick with that answer? You said, no, I want to switch it. I want to say they're from the North Pole. You should have stuck with their white, because that was number one.
Oh, my goodness.
You went, and I'm giving you a little thing about living. You said North Pole. I gave you credit for the number two answer, living in a cold climate. That's okay. Not technically the North Pole. But 24 points.
Oh.
What do we got?
184.
Ooh.
Wow. Oh. Let's continue.
How many are left? Five?
You got four left.
Okay.
Name something a dog lover would rather do with a dog than with a person. You said go to the park.
Yeah.
Zero. There were a lot of things on the list that you could do at the park, but specifically go to the park was not there. They talked about sniffing, snuggling, sleeping, talking to, scratching a belly, run or jog with the dog, play fetch, go for a walk. None of it says go to the park. Zero. This is where I get a little worrisome.
184.
184. Three more to go. I said, name a reason you might switch doctors. You said they no longer take your insurance. Zero.
Oh! I was ready for...
Number one answer was bedside manner. We know about that, right, Annie?
Yeah.
Number two was incompetence. Number three was they moved away. Number four was too much waiting time. And the fifth one that showed up on the board was they wanted a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Not insurance.
Ow.
That's... I think you got screwed there.
It's not on the list, Raj.
Well...
I may agree with you that he might... It should have been there, but it wasn't.
It should have been there.
But, you definitely. Know, a polar bear's white was number one, yeah. And he changed it. Next question. Name something gross a person might say they found in their food just so they could get a free meal. You said a hair. That was the number four answer. Only 11 points.
Oh.
What do we got?
195.
195.
Oh.
The number one answer was bug.
Okay.
Followed by a body part, i.e., they said finger or fingernail or toenail or pinky toe.
Finger.
Number
pinky toe.
Well, one of those snapped out off from the brown recluse. Number three was a mouse or small animal.
Jeez.
And number four was hair, 11 points. How many does he need?
He needs 5 points.
Oh.
Oh. Oh is right. All right, now, John, the last one. How many does he need?
5.
5. I asked you, tell me a reason your car might be getting towed. I will tell you right now, you did not have the number one answer, which was it was broken down or had a flat. 40 people said that. That would have put you way over the top. Maybe did you have the number two answer? No. Parked illegally. No. 27 people said that. Go down to number three. An accident? No. 10 people said that.
Oh.
You said repo. Number four answer. Did you get the number four answer on this? Unpaid tickets. Nope. 10 people said that. There's only one more left on the board, and it was your answer. Your car was repoed. Why? We don't know if he's
won.
He's
got a point.
Yet.
That's my point, Bell.
He's
not
got,
my
oh,
winner,
oh,
Bell.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. Is there a different bell for a winner?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Don't get ready to use it that quickly.
Okay.
You need 5 points. Repo was the number 5 answer. How many people said it? 7. You got it. You got it by 2.
That's the winner, Bill.
You went and just knocked it out of the park for the first 5. And
y'all
then
be sweating
you,
right now.
You couldn't buy an answer on the second half, and you get 202 points. You're a winner.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Congratulations, John. You got the Culver's Be Our Guest package. It includes 2 concrete mixers, 2 regular value baskets at any Culver's. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And I'm going to put you on hold. Raj is going to take care of you. Well deserved.
Thank you.
Hold on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Haney.
Thank you.
Raj, thank you.
Thank you.
Junior, Haney, thank
what?
You.
What?
Thank you.
Thank you?
Thank you. Yeah, dude, I don't know that he ever truly means Junior. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See?
Yeah.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney. When we come back, first look at traffic news headlines. 4 o'clock, Fluffer, your emails.
Boo.
Stan and Haney.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You're a fantastic audience. I'd like to pass on a bit of information for you, to you. Things that are written in movie magazines about me are trash. Rumors that you hear about me are trash. I'm an 8th-degree black belt in karate. I'm a federal narcotics agent. I am. Swear to God. No, you can do whatever you want to do. I'm just saying what I am. They don't give you that if you're strung out, if you're done. No. On the contrary, I have to be straight as an arrow because I'm around people all the time, and I don't like to get out of it. In either way, I don't drink booze. I don't take any of this. No, wait a minute. By God, don't say boo, son. I'll whip your ass. I mean, don't say boo to me when I tell you that because I'm telling you God's truth. And that's not to cover anything. It's just to tell you the truth about the matter. You can take my word or you can take the goddamn movie magazines, you know. Also, it's not. Honey, you want this car? Come down here and be quiet. Okay. Oh, are you a grandmother? You don't look it, dear. You really don't look it. Some grandmothers are just grouted like a prune, but you look pretty. Anyway. What I'm saying, if you just leave me alone a minute, I'm going to talk because I got a speaker and then I don't know which way you can talk loud at me. Now, those of you who saw the morning paper or the evening paper, whatever it was, they gave us a fantastic write-up. Now, they did, except they said I had a paunch here, and I want to tell you something. I got their damn paunch. I wore a bulletproof vest on stage. True. You know, in case some fool decides to take a 22 and blow my belly button off. That's the truth. I got his paunch. Son of a bitch. Where does fat zombies come from here, man?
K-Rock. Press 1 for Stan and Haney. Press 2 for Stan and Haney. Press 3 for Stan and... Please hold. Your call is very important to us.
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
You know the feeling. Hey, everybody. You know what? We play that little clip.
Yeah,
they still right up to the end. They still love the king.
Oh,
they loved him. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Haney. Raj, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
Ray
you.
Do.
Thank you, Haney.
Thank you.
Yeah. F you, Junior.
Whatever, Dick.
By the way, mark it down. If you can go and set your DVR, do whatever you got to do. Tonight, NBC2 News at 6, we're going to be featured. We'll see.
Yeah.
Because I asked for an advanced copy of the piece they did on Haney and I.
Yeah.
I was told, still being edited.
Yeah.
Love to. Let me ask you this. You were a producer on TV news.
Sure.
Do they edit right up until news time?
Yes, usually.
Okay, nice cover for them. Why don't you be honest with us?
I don't know about those special projects like The Story to Share because I was never on. I was never producing a primetime highly watched newscast.
A lot of backpedaling there with you.
Yeah. I really don't know.
Are they still editing, you think? You think that was a legitimate answer?
It's possible.
All right. And
what's it called?
Story to the number two share.
Yeah,
and it's it will be at 6 o'clock, and they will also have it on their website, archived in the story to share section.
You know why they did that, right?
Huh?
You know why they did that, right?
Why?
Because, like, story two, the number two.
Because it's NBC two.
Yeah. Get it?
You're an idiot. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 4 Lee County locations. Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Our first look at traffic this afternoon. We will start Fort Myers. Crash, Daniels Parkway and Treeline Avenue. Also, Fort Myers crash, Alico Road and I-75. Boy, they are starting early. Collier County, Naples, disabled vehicle, I-75 southbound between Pine Ridge Road and Golden Gate Parkway. And in East Naples, crash with injuries, Patriot Way and Corporate Flight Drive. And you are up to date. Coming up within the hour, in less than an hour, we'll have the news for you. But every day at this time, we bring you today's headlines, kind of tell you what's coming up in the news. And that's brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL, also open on weekends. Coming up in less than 1 hour, we will have some things for you you did not know. New research shows that if you want to lose weight, just by looking at food can help you slim down.
What?
Like, say you want some M&Ms.
Yeah.
And you want to eat them, look at a picture of them and it helps.
What?
It helps make you more hungry for
that's
them.
That's what I would think. Again, it's got to be more research at the University of Indiana.
Oh, yeah. No wonder.
Yeah.
Those idiots.
Boiler up.
Gwyneth Paltrow has that site of hers. What is it called?
Goop.
Goop.
What?
Goop.
Goop?
You don't know about that? Yes, you do.
No.
Well,
she used to sell her vagina candle.
Remember? Goop?
Yeah. Goop.
Yeah. And it's outrageously priced.
Oh, God.
And what about Father's Day coming up? Well, Gwyneth Paltrow's site, what is it?
Goop.
Has a thing where you can stimulate dad's prostate for Father's Day.
What?
Oh, hell yeah.
What is wrong with her?
We told you about this. Mike Tyson let it slip. It looks like Jamie Foxx had a stroke.
All right.
It's pronounced throat.
Why don't you shut up?
How dare you?
Yeah. Oh, he can say that great, too. And I hear, hear.
How dare you?
Did you know that the royal family cannot sign autographs?
What?
I'll tell you why. It's interesting. It's an old rule. Kate Middleton was visiting with school kids, and a bunch of school kids went up to her, can I have your autograph? And she said, I can't give you my autograph, but I can draw you a picture. And she drew little pictures for the kids. Cannot sign her name. It's a royal thing, and I'll tell you why.
Hmm.
Watch out, Junior. You can no longer steal your mom's Netflix. They're cracking down on that password sharing.
Yeah.
She's on my Netflix.
Okay, good. You just narked her out.
Yeah, dude. Now I have to change it because of what you're about to talk about.
Would you break up with a significant other?
Yes.
Yes. If they had forgotten an anniversary, would you?
Yeah.
A new survey, 82% of people admit they have forgotten the anniversary at some point in their relationship. I remember the year my wife forgot my birthday.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, I'm gatekeeping.
Current wife?
Yeah. We were going to New Jersey, and she was thinking about her mother. Oh, and so she forgot it was my birthday.
No.
So what time of day your birthday?
We were on the jet, and it was landing in Newark. And once the phone reception could come back on, everybody was texting me, happy birthday, happy birthday. Yep. And she looked over and went, oh, no. There is a new... You can't make this stuff up, and I will have the details for you. There is a new parenting trend. Allowing kids to poop outside.
What?
They're even bringing along portable sit-down.
No.
I'll have the details. And it's a new trend. Kids pooping outside.
Oh, God.
And I've been doing that forever.
You should have.
10 years too late for my kid.
So, we told you about this when it was first announced that Ford was doing away with AM radio in cars.
Yes.
And the FCC and radio executives said, please, don't remove them from automobiles. It is the last line of defense for emergencies.
Yep.
AM radio, get your news, your emergency broadcast. A lot of these AM stations with 50-watt clear channels that go states over multiple states, don't take it out of cars, please. Ford reverse course. They're going to keep AM radio in all of their cars.
Good for Ford. What about FM?
Yeah, well,
that's a whole different deal. It's about time Kraft is changing the packaging of Kraft singles to make them easier to open. That's cellophane that you have to fight with.
God.
It's not that bad.
I've had my difficulties. Landlord started an apartment fire while blaring, "We didn't start the fire."
Yeah!
And finally, a man shot his roommate in the butt for eating the last Hot Pocket.
Stories and much
more coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Yeah. What a...
Laughter. Laughter is very important. Look, Haney, I need your help on this. I need your support on this.
Yeah?
The timing... Do not leave me out here reading these jokes, hanging me out to dry. Look, I haven't said one yet.
That was good timing.
It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Oh, look at you. Did you get a new dye job?
Oh, God.
This is my house.
Oh, okay. Oh. And never be a roller coaster.
Yep.
Absolutely not.
Never.
What?
Don't ever be a roller coaster.
But you are.
Told you about these kids. Yeah. This new trend: kids pooping outside.
Oh.
It is. It's a new trend. Well, you know what? I got more. Today's list of the top things every parent does with their kid that is just as bad as letting them poop outside.
Top things every parent does with their kids that's just as bad as letting them poop outside.
Thank you, Raj. Perfect. Drugging them for long plane rides.
Thank you.
Po- post TikToks of them dropping F-bombs. All of these, by the way, are things that they do. I mean, I'm looking at these, where are the jokes? But all these, they do.
They're true.
Convince them that some rando in the North Pole watches everything they do. That one is true. Pack all of the little ones in a school bus operated by a drunk. You do that, don't you, Mom? You do it, Mom.
That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
You know what else you do? Pack him in a carnival ride operated by a tweaker. You do it. You do it. You do it.
I'm gonna,
And especially the little ones, Mom. You know what you do with a kid that's just as bad as letting him poop outside? Cheat while playing Candyland just to get the damn game over.
You are one pathetic
loser. That's what your mom did.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, because you were, what, 16?
Yeah, that went back to the wine coolers.
Letting them puke in a spaghetti pot.
Oh, God.
You know what? Especially the little ones. You know, every one of these parents, mainly grandparents, do this. Just as bad as letting a kid poop outside. You stick your thumb between your fingers and make them think you ripped their nose off.
Oh, my God!
I got your nose.
Got your nose.
I got your nose.
Dead bitch.
Curse the day they were born whenever you step on a Lego.
Oh, my God.
And finally, the top thing every parent does with their kid that is just as bad as letting them poop outside.
What?
Thank you, Amy. Lie to them about the dog moving to a farm.
How dare you? 30 years of blah, 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 and where has that led us?
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email. Ahoy. At StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay, okay.
And I can't read most of this. Patrick sent us his opinion on the most controversial country song ever performed. We had the list yesterday, and all the ones that were... I think what we were looking for there, Patrick, were major stars putting out well-recognized songs.
Yeah.
Not some off-titled song by Johnny Rebel and using the N-word.
That's pretty controversial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I didn't know if Haney would be familiar with that singer.
Since
he is already familiar with a lot of music.
I am.
You know what I'm talking about. Can't say it.
Yeah.
Glad you both are doing better, and I'm grateful that Haney is back. I, too, had a similar experience. I had a heart attack in February of last year and had to have a stent put into my heart. I've been away from Florida for a while and came back 2 years ago and was very grateful that your show was still on the air here. To me, there would be no Southwest Florida without Stan and Haney on the radio. The two of you are Southwest Florida, and we love you both. Signed, Patrick. Thank you.
Thanks,
Patrick. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Geez, there's no way I can tackle this. Scatter.
Oh,
I can't. This thing is a book. I will start to read, and then when I get tired, I'll just stop.
Junior asked for it. Always asking for it.
In the past week, while a cold May cold front blew through, I stopped in Sayre on the way to Bath
after I heard there was a strip club there a long time back, around the same time period of the Dan Rather blank screen for 3 to 15 minutes, seeming more like 15 belt whippings and 3 smacks to the face over and over again for over 30 years because of a silly tennis match overlapping his scheduled CBS Evening News live broadcast. But that strip club in Sayre has been long since burned down, just like Smitty's in North Fort Myers. I can't go on.
No, Haney, you're not having another stroke.
When we come
what?
Back.
What? What?
What was that? You know what? I think you need to go outside and take a little breather. I think you are getting a little too big for your britches. All right?
How dare you?
Who says britches?
God.
Dude, you are so old.
Yeah, I am. And I've learned with my age, you apparently haven't. You're still 6.
What? What?
Yeah.
Why don't you go, dude?
This is all wrong.
It's all wrong. By the way, when we come back,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I'm sorry too. I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
Sorry.
It's so embarrassing.
Sorry to share.
Yeah,
don't forget sorry to share tonight. 6.
A classic Haney when we come back.
Oh, God.
I think Joffrey was on the beach with a 15-year-old. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Just about any nice day, you'll find people in almost any park enjoying
Stan and Haney.
They're fun. Sold separately from Wemo.
96K Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney Show, Wednesday edition. And I'll tell you again, set your DVR. Last week, NBC2 was in here to do a story on Haney and I with our health issues, heart attacks, strokes, and a few other things tacked on just for fun. And they did it. It's called A Story to Share, and it's airing tonight at on NBC2, 6 o'clock news. So you get to see it there. We have not seen it. We don't know what they've done, but excited to see the piece. Tune in if you can. Set your DVR if you can't make it for the 6 o'clock news, because my wife wouldn't be home in time, and
yeah.
She can do it remotely from her phone. Set the DVR so it records the news at 6
Ooh.
O'clock. So. You can do that as well.
You've got the premium package.
Tonight, NBC2, 6 o'clock, the Stan and Haney Story to Share.
I thought it was that? Sorry to Share.
Well, we'll find out. And that ain't your prerogative to say that one way or the other. How about that? How about you just sit back there and just be grateful that you're here?
How about you try a little positivity every now and then?
How about you try that? Firehouse Subs, 4 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Couple of things on the board. We will start in Fort Myers. Crash. Alico Road and Oriole Road. That's in San Carlos Park. And then over in the Three Oaks area in Estero, crash Three Oaks Parkway and Corkscrew Road. And you are up to date. Raj, before I end this, are you all right? You seem distressed over there. What is it, something you're reading, something that's going on, or trapped gas? What is it with you?
I don't know what kind of face I was making. I was just doing some editing.
Oh, okay. I was just, you looked in distress there for a moment.
Maybe I was just strained or something.
All right.
You don't think he's fiending again, do you?
He's what again?
Is he jonesing? Has he got an itch?
Look, you know, you want to talk about hurting people? You're hurting a lot of people in this room today. A lot of people. And we don't appreciate it.
Bringing up strokes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fun for him. And you are up to date. Ahoy, you're on the air.
Hey, boy. Well, who am I kidding? You cannot believe the day I've had.
You know, will you do me a favor? Will you do me one favor, Joffrey?
Sure, bud.
Yeah, stop clearing your throat, okay?
Whatever you say, Broheim.
Why are you calling me? What do you want, Joffrey?
I just need to talk to somebody who actually gets me.
Oh, don't you have somebody that you know, like a buddy, a Broheim, bro that you can call? I don't get you. I detest you.
You're my only, like, bra.
I'm your only bra?
Most of the fellas I meet, for whatever reason, are gay.
That would be maybe because you are gay.
What?
Then why don't you come out of the closet right now? Why don't you step up and be an adult?
I love about you. I feel better already because we're a couple of bros busting balls.
Look, stop. No, we're not busting balls. Hey,
my turn. Let me try. Hey, you're fat. I'm so naughty.
Why don't you?
You're not really fat. I'm just busting balls like you do, calling me gay.
Why don't you admit it? Why don't you admit it?
Why don't you admit you're fat?
Because I'm not fat.
I'm not. Fat either.
What do you want, Joffrey? I'm limited on time, and yeah, you have a lot of gay friends, and they don't get you.
I can't hang out with them. Because I say, hey, it's got to be strictly platonic. I love the ladies, and they don't have the time.
All right, just assuming. I get you. I don't. What's wrong, buddy?
There's my buoy.
Not really. What?
I got kind of a wild hair this morning.
Not that I want to know. Go ahead.
And I decided that today was going to be a special day. I kept the kids out of school.
You kept the kids out of school? You don't have any kids.
Oh, that's funny. You know Princess and Pepper.
They're dogs, and they don't go to school.
They call it school. It's doggy daycare.
Doggy daycare.
Yeah, in case I need to go run errands or what have you, it's a nice air-conditioned place.
And you put the dogs there.
And they're supposed to teach them tricks.
Like what?
Give them a bath.
They give them a bath and teach them tricks at doggy daycare. You call it school for your babies.
Yeah, I kept them out of school today.
Oh, all right, I'll play along, Joffrey. Why'd you keep them out of school? Why? What's special about today?
I thought it would be a great idea to just have a family day at the beach because it's perfect for that now. It's not too hot. Not too cold, not too tart, not too sweet.
Shut up! Yeah, and first of all, you got to take them to that dog beach. You can't bring them on regular beaches.
I just take them right at Naples.
They'll kick you off.
Nobody's had the nerve to come up to me.
Right, big he-man like you to tell you to kick your Pomeranians off the beach.
I do cut kind of an imposing figure in my black Crocs.
Oh, God. All right, so family, because you're not with your wife anymore, are you? She left you, didn't she?
We are each taking a sabbatical. But there is money deposited in the account every month, and I hope that she finds herself. But meanwhile, the household has to be maintained.
And you are the one maintaining it.
She's really not a nester like I am, you know.
Don't you find that the least bit odd? That she's out there tackling the world, wearing the pants, and you're a nester staying at home with your babies, their dogs, keeping them out of doggy school and tricks and baths. That is my goodness, Joffrey.
Well, you know the score, brah. You're the one that always says all women are crazy.
Yeah, and you fall right into that group. And never mind. Go ahead, Joffrey. So,
unfortunately, there's not a lot of other things on the old sexual menu.
Oh, God.
But that's anywho.
God. Yeah.
I decided that we would have a family day. I kept the kids from school, and we took a little trip down to the beach. I thought it would be fun if Princess and Peppers made poopies in the Gulf.
What? No, you don't. No. Poopies in the Gulf.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I so desperately would love to turn you in. So you took...
That's the most natural thing in the world.
Yeah, don't go down to a public beach that bans dogs on the beach and let them crap in the water.
Well, I had a lovely day, and I threw on a pair of my boy shorts.
Ah!
I have got to make sure that I keep the tan natural as long as I can.
Boy, so you tanning bed in the winter, do you, Joffrey?
I have to, my God.
yeah, right. What are boy shorts in comparison to what other shorts you would wear?
Well...
Boy shorts. What is that? Like a Bermuda slack? What is that? I don't know what that is. What?
Well, it's something that is pretty tight. And I mean, it covers up the strategic areas, but not much more.
Uh-huh. And you go around on the beach like this with Pomeranians pooping in the Gulf.
So Princess Pepper and I were doing some power walking. I got my elbow swinging back and forth like you're supposed to. And, you know, trying to pick my knees up.
Oh, God.
And, you know, I didn't think about it ahead of time. But Princess and Pepper, they're like chick magnets. And before you know it,
a normal guy that likes girls walking on the beach in like maybe some baggies or swim trunks with maybe like a good guy dog would be a chick magnet. A flamboyant, grape hugging, wearing knee up to the chin exercise and elbows flaring guy with Pomeranians pooping in the Gulf. I don't know to be a chick magnet, you stupid idiot.
Well, it certainly worked out for me today.
Oh, tell me!
I met a nice girl named Lissy, and she saw Princess and Pepper, and she came running over and stooped down to pet them and said, aw.
Aw. Lissy did that aw like that?
Yep. Uh-huh. And Princess was just enjoying the hell out of it. Unfortunately, Pepper got a little nippy.
Oh, bitter? Did he bite her?
Just nip.
Uh-huh. That's a lawsuit, especially on a beach that doesn't want dogs on there pooping in the Gulf. Okay, so...
And I said...
Lissy got nipped.
I said, hey, this is Princess and Pepper. They're my kids. My name's Joff.
Joff.
What's your name? Uh-huh. And her name is Lissy.
Lissy.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, man.
And... She decided to join us for our walk.
Isn't that nice? That's nice. You meet somebody on the beach that somehow it comes up to you, gets nipped by a damn pooping dog, and everything's fun. Hey, you went to sleep. She joined you for the walk. Tell me more.
She suggested, hey, we've got nothing to do today. You want to get some beers or something?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that sounds cool.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Yeah, and you got nothing else to do. You got it. You don't have a damn thing to do today.
Well,
nothing.
I whipped out the old silver debit card.
Silver debit?
They noticed, believe me.
With the silver card. You don't have gold or platinum or black?
No, it's from my bank.
It's silver. It's the silver level.
Yeah, it's a debit card. It's not a credit card.
Uh-huh. I got a debit card, too. You know what it says right on it? Platinum.
Well, I bought Bud Light Platinum with my silver card. Suffice it to say, this young lady was impressed.
Oh.
And she drank 5 of the 6 beers.
Wow.
And we we finished at about the same time.
Right, both very daintily.
And I said, you know what, girlfriend, that swimming suit really looks good on you. And then, you know, she loosened up and started telling me about her problems, about our parents just don't understand her.
What?
And that she can't wait to move out.
What? Well, who are you talking to feeding beers? Our parents. What do we know about your parents, first of all? You're a grown man. You got to at least be. You were in Grenada in college. That was in the 80s. So let's put you at 20. You're well into your mid to late 40s, and you're talking about living with parents. Who are you drinking beer with?
She just said, you know, school is a total bummer. She doesn't even care if she graduates.
School?
And she said, you know what? I may, just when I turn 16, try to make myself an emancipated minor.
Stop it! Do you hear what you just said on radio, talking to your bro who gets you?
Uh-huh.
Do you realize that you were just saying you were drinking beer on the beach with a girl who still lives at home with her parents, still in high school, and what we're thinking here, when she turns 16, she may emancipate herself. What are you really at this creep level? Are you really at a level of creep that I've never come into contact with before in my life?
Louis, you've got to look at it in order.
You're a creep.
I had gotten the beer, but I didn't know how old she was.
Are you telling me that a guy in his mid-40s, you stupid ass, cannot recognize a high school girl on the beach going up to want to pet a doggy and going, aw, and you don't know as you go and feed her five beers and you start talking about your parents and how tough it is. You haven't lived with your parents in 30 years.
I get it, though.
Yeah, what do you mean you get it?
I understood where Lissy was coming from and that she literally needed a shoulder to cry on, so I just gave her a big hug.
You're not touching. Don't touch her. Don't touch her.
Why not? I was trying to comfort the girl.
You
had an emotional breakthrough, and she was sobbing.
You are feeding beers to a girl that's not even 16, and you're touching her.
The beers. I didn't give her any more once I knew she wasn't of age.
And how many was that?
Five.
Five! And drank them as quickly as you did.
Well, I finished one.
Are you that sick and twisted? You're a sick... I'd lose my number. Lose my number.
I'm trying to comfort her, and this crazy lady comes running down the landing with a police officer.
Yes!
And she's screaming at me, get away from my daughter. What are you, a pedophile?
Yes!
I said, hell yeah, I'm a pedophile.
What? You're screaming to the girl's mother and a cop that you are a pedophile?
I misunderstood.
What?
I thought that pedophile meant that I like pets, like if somebody's an audiophile.
No! It means you're a groper of kids, which you are!
And the police officer said, buddy, are you admitting to being a pedophile? I said, hell yeah, look at my puppies.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Are you calling me? Are you calling me from jail?
No, we figured it out.
We did, huh? We did? Yeah, we figured it out.
I guess all I have to do is to register for some program.
Yeah! A pedophile identification thing! You're on the list!
I've always referred to myself as a pedophile.
I'm also
an audiophile and a cinephile.
You're a pedophile. You're a sick, creep pedophile. Don't lose the number, Joffrey. No, bro. I don't even want to be associated to you. I don't get you. I don't understand you. You pedophile. Pedophile!
Somebody's in a mood today.
Oh, my goodness! Oh, my goodness!
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney Show, Wednesday edition. Thank you for joining us and spending your afternoon with us. NBC2 going to be doing the feature that they filmed last week on Haney and I. Story to share, 6 o'clock on NBC2, so tune in for that. I'll be seeing it for the first time, just like you. I have no idea how they're packaging it up.
How they're portraying you?
I don't know. They were nice. They were good people. Sean and Roger's friend Allison.
Thank you.
She was here as well. You worked with her, did you?
I did. Yeah, yeah. She's super nice.
Okay.
Were you technically her boss?
No. Only. I mean, I could tell her what to do during the newscast, and that was about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
But I wasn't like that.
And I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't expect you to be like that, Roger.
Because you didn't have any subordinates then, and you don't have any subordinates now.
You're his subordinate.
What? No?
Yeah,
no?
He's the boss of you.
This is the first I heard about this.
No,
no, it's not.
Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 4 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Fort Myers, crash, 4400 block of Palm Beach Boulevard. And I'm telling you right now, might be a shocker to you. Fort Myers, crash, I-75 northbound at Colonial Boulevard.
What?
A shocker.
That never happens.
Unbelievable. Do some kind of road studies.
I thought ever since they added all those crazy zigzags,
yeah, nothing
was going to fix everything.
It ain't working.
They're still working on that diamond interchange, whatever.
And that's going to confuse a lot of people, yep, including me. News brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District starts right now. Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, May 24th, double M, double X, triple I. Sitting in for Mark Haney, my name is Stan. Hi.
What up, dude?
Hey, right on. Here are some things you didn't know. Looking to lose some weight and feel good about yourself?
Of course.
Yes. A cup of live jellyfish provides just 5 calories. 1/3 the amount in a cup of celery. You know, in case you're looking to expand your palate. 5 calories, cup of live jellyfish.
I'm willing to try anything.
I bet you are.
Except for diet and exercise.
A lot of people think reparations, slavery. Do you realize we abolished slavery in 1865, 1864? The last country to abolish slavery,
ooh,
was in 1981.
Was it Korea?
No.
Oh.
Slavery is now illegal in every single country in the world since 1981. However, it's not an actual crime everywhere.
Really?
No. The country was, by the way, the last country to abolish slavery. Let me see if I can even pronounce it. Mauritania? Mauritania? Mauritania?
Is that a real country?
I guess it is. They abolished it in 1981.
No one knew they even existed until then.
Of course. Or the outrage would have been louder. 1981. There is a federal law that bans living people from being featured on any
currency in America. It was a tradition started to avoid the appearance of a monarchy. That's true. You know, when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, and the following year he was put on the half dollar. When they were doing the commemorative presidential dollars, they had to skip around for not minting a coin with a president that was still alive. The opposite of Stockholm Syndrome?
Oslo?
No. No.
That's a good guess.
It's a good guess. But you know what Stockholm Syndrome is.
Yeah.
That's when the kidnapper or the victim starts sympathizing with the kidnappers. And well, the opposite of that is the Lima Syndrome. That's when kidnappers wind up sympathizing with their hostages.
Hmm.
We need more of that.
Lima Syndrome.
Like it's in Peru?
I guess so. New research shows that looking at photos online, and everybody that I've talked about this say it's a bold-faced lie. New research shows that looking at a photo of food online may help curb overeating. If you're craving a food, just look at a photo of it instead, and they say you'll be good. Lie.
No, I'll just go get it.
The study sponsored by the food industry.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's some reverse psychology. Just look at the picture. Come on.
A new report shows 44% of people think planes should board from back to front to cut down on boarding chaos. I totally agree.
Yes.
27% think it should be front to back. That makes no sense.
Those are the people that pay for first class all the time.
Yeah.
Another report on the psychology of infidelity found that married people who have affairs find them highly satisfying and express little remorse. So if you've gone that far and have had an affair, you find it highly satisfying and have expressed little remorse.
Yeah, we learned a lot on the show yesterday.
Yeah, let's not go back there. The whole Johnny Depp teeth and stuff at at the film festival. Apparently, word out there, Johnny Depp had to be cleaned up for that appearance.
Oh.
Yeah. Everybody was excited about the American Idol winner in 2020, Just Sam. How's he doing? Big stardom? No, back singing for money in the New York subways.
Hmm.
And Hulk Hogan is starting his own brand of CBD products.
Oh, I heard about this.
No THC, just CBD?
That's what I see. I don't know.
I think he's teaming up with Mike Tyson and Ric Flair.
Really?
Woo.
Father's Day is coming up. Father's Day is just around the corner. Where Mother's Day, it's your day, moms. Father's Day, we got to share it with grads. Dads and grads. Father's Day is coming up, and it's time to give Dad what he really wants. And it's not a tie or a Lowe's gift card. No, what Dad wants is a little prostate stimulation.
Oh, hell yeah.
What? Well, according to Gwyneth Paltrow, that's what dads want. Goop has a Father's Day gift guide. You can give it to him. Gwyneth is selling a certain probing device called the Helo Hugo. It's $219 and it vibrates.
Mm.
There is also the ArcWave Ion, described as, quote, an air pulsing sex toy for penis owners.
For penis owners?
That's the way it's labeled.
Can't say for men anymore.
Sadly, this one only stimulates your front parts. It's $199.
The gift guide is, of course, full of other stupidly overpriced items like a $890 beach towel, a $349 infrared hair dryer, and a $250 notebook for, quote, jotting notes, setting intentions, and recording your dreams.
Oh, God. You know, there's a lot of stores around here that sell that same exact thing for at most
$40. It's called a moleskin.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious that Jamie Foxx and his family do not want to talk about his recent health issue. He's in the hospital. He's in a rehab. He's at home. He's playing pickleball. What is he doing? Nobody's seen him. Family can't get the story straight. Well, Mike Tyson's got it straight. In a recent podcast interview, Mike said, quote, he's not feeling well. They said a stroke. He didn't say who told him that, and he doesn't sound 100% sure, because he added, quote, I have no idea what happened to him, okay? I have no idea. And he also said, quote, if we don't know about it by now, they don't want us to know about it. True. Words from Iron Mike. This is a story. Now, if you're talking about things you didn't know, I did not know this, and I'm going to give you the reason why. The royal family can't sign autographs. They're not allowed. Prince William's wife, Kate Middleton, the beautiful Kate Middleton, attended a picnic with 100 elementary school kids at a flower show on Monday. And some of them naturally asked for her autograph. She told them, quote, I can't write my name, but I can draw. And she proceeded to draw little pictures for the kids and give them to them. When asked why she couldn't sign, she said, quote, I am not allowed to write my name, my signature. It's just one of those rules.
That is weird. What if she has to write a check?
Well, Kate wasn't lying. That is a rule, and there is a reason for it. Members of the royal family do not sign autographs so that no one can forge their signatures. Now you know.
She'll be a great queen one day. Not that Camilla bitch.
Thank you, Junior. We will have more news, including the story of Netflix no longer allowing Junior to share his mother's account, in a moment. In other news, have you gotten your scolding from Netflix yet? If not, brace yourself, because they started rolling out their crackdown on password sharing yesterday. From here on out, anyone using your account better live with you, because they're changing or because they're charging another $7.99 for anyone living outside of your home to use your account. Premium subscribers can add up to 2 non-household members, while standard plan subscribers can add only 1. Primary account holders will have to set a household location on their devices, although you'll still be able to use your account when you travel. There's where it confuses me. How does this algorithm know?
Yeah.
And don't bank on customer outrage making all of this go away. Netflix has already started doing it in other countries, and they've seen an increase in paid memberships in some regions, including Canada. So that it's a moneymaker for them. People, mainly women, take anniversaries very seriously. At least one woman, that was Freudian. At least one person in every relationship takes them very seriously. In a new survey, 82% of people admit
they have forgotten their anniversary at some point in their relationship. But most of that happens to couples who are still dating as opposed to those who are married. And 68% of those surveyed say they'd consider temporarily or permanently breaking up with a significant other if they forgot a major relationship milestone.
I'll grow up.
By the way, if that seems intense, this might be a good time to mention that the survey was conducted by dating.com. So it is possible that they've already acted on it, and that's why they're single again. Not surprisingly, more than 80% of those who admitted to forgetting are men. And it isn't just anniversaries. 43% of people say they have forgotten their partner's birth date before, and 37 forgot to plan for Mother's Day or Father's Day. I'm looking at them right over here.
When's Father's Day again?
Don't worry about it. You figure that out yourself.
I won't remember.
It's next month sometime.
Oh, thank you, Roger.
Thank you.
When I saw this, I thought maybe it was a joke. But apparently it's really a thing. Someone sent a letter to Slate.com's parental advice column asking why parents are now encouraging little kids to poop outside. Again, I have to just keep reading this.
Do you have to walk around with like a bag?
They should.
Just like a dog.
Yep. They said they keep seeing it at public parks and playgrounds, but no, they're not just going on the ground.
What?
They said parents are bringing, quote, little portable toilet bowls for their children to use. They set them up under trees within feet of the playgrounds and picnic areas so their kids can use them instead of public restrooms.
Genius.
How do you... Each and every day, a little piece of my soul gets eaten away.
Dude, tell me about it.
I do have to say one thing about this, though.
Okay.
Because I myself have been caught up in a strange situation.
Roger, that's sick. You're a grown man.
Yeah, dude.
No, not we're that.
Crapping under a tree next to a park.
That was before rehab.
How dare you?
That's before rehab.
How dare you?
One time I was at a park with my daughter. Her mother wasn't there. And I needed to go to the bathroom. But what do I do with her?
Right.
And kind of the same situation. If she needs to go to the bathroom, I can't just walk into a girl's bathroom with her.
You want to know, you want to know one of the single dads that have to raise a daughter. I'm going to tell you one of the scariest moments of my life where the only thing I was thinking was, what if something happened and how would I explain it to her mother? I was visiting my mom up in Pennsylvania and wanted to take my daughter to go. My daughter was six and I wanted to take her to Philadelphia to see the historical Declaration of Independence and all that, the Liberty Bell and all. We did. But I also had tickets to the Yankee game in the Bronx. So we took a train from Philadelphia to Penn Station in New York, and then we'd go and take the subway to the Bronx. Get to Penn Station, Manhattan, me and my daughter, and my daughter says, I've got to go to the bathroom. And I waited with her in line at Penn Station until she made her way into the woman's room, and I waited outside. And I was counting how long, because she was still, you know, uneasy about bathrooms and all that. And I wasn't going to go into a woman's restroom with her. And she insisted I want to go into the ladies' room because she was at the age where going into the men's room was unacceptable. And I didn't want to bring a little girl into a men's room at Penn Station.
Yeah, especially there.
And I'm sitting there waiting and waiting, and I'm going, oh, my God, where is she? Where is she? Why hasn't she come out yet? And it was a little bit longer than it normally could. She told me afterwards she had trouble pulling up her pants. And then there was the nice lady that walked her out of the bathroom. And I was like, oh, just wanted to make sure your daughter's okay. She was fine. And I'm, thank you, ma'am.
Wow.
And it was, do you want to know how a grown man can sweat bullets?
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for his 6-year-old daughter to come out of a restroom at Penn Station in New York.
Jeez.
And what am I going to, if she disappears, how am I going to explain this to her mother?
Absolutely.
But then meanwhile, Roger's pooping behind a tree.
Yeah, I don't get
keeping
that.
An eye on his daughter.
Moving on.
It's the only time, it's the last time I almost had an accident in public, basically.
You're prairie dogging.
Let me do one more here.
You're farting on the way home?
Oh, man. Rough.
All right, I'll do this one. And finally, if you're going to eat the last Hot Pocket, and you know that's always a tempting thing when there's just one in there and you got roommates. If you're going to eat the last Hot Pocket, you'd better make sure everyone is cool with it first. Because a Hot Pocket rage is real. A 64-year-old man, old enough to know better, in Kentucky, his name, Clifton Williams, freaked out on his roommate last weekend after noticing that he had eaten the last Hot Pocket.
How dare you?
Right. How dare you? Clifton was furious. He threw some kind of tiles at his roommate, and then the guy tried to get away. That's when Clifton said, ah, and got his gun and shot the guy in the butt.
Whoa.
Again, please, this is Kentucky.
Oh, that makes sense.
The roommate still managed to run off. He got help and was hospitalized. He'll be okay. But being shot over a Hot Pocket was still a pain in the butt. On top of that, he probably also had a burnt tongue from that Hot Pocket. Huh? Clifton was arrested for assault.
Those do burn your tongue.
They do. Like lava.
Ugh.
And that's the news for today. Wednesday, May 24th, double M, double X, triple I. Sitting in for Mark Haney, my name is Stan. Hi.
Hey, broski.
News has been brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. We're going to take a break. We will be back. We're Stan and Haney.
If you had a friend who was a king, what kind of a gift would you give him? Well, there are many people of prominence who have been thrilled to receive this.
Stan and Haney.
The world's most exciting radio.
96.
The quality goes in before the name goes on.
K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for spending your Wednesday afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Remember, NBC2, 6 o'clock news tonight. They're going to do the feature on Haney and myself. Story to share, so be looking for that. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 4 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, a couple of things on the board. We've got in Fort Myers a crash, Buckingham Road and Homestead Road, and down in Collier County showing up on the board, North Naples, crash, 1500 block of Immokalee Road, and you are up to date. We lost one of the greats today. Classic comedy brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
See, back in the good old days, my entire family had one phone. It was hardwired into the wall of the kitchen. It came in four possible colors: black, white, harvest gold, and avocado green. We had the avocado green, and my parents actually sprung for the extra long cord. Our phone cord was over a quarter of a mile long. My mom could walk down the driveway and check the mail, never quit talking to her sister. Now, I will say this. Back in the good old days, you got excited when the phone rang. You would race each other to answer the phone, because you had no idea who it might be. Might be your grandmother, might be the President of the United States. You didn't know till you picked it up. But now caller ID has taken all the joy out of answering the phone. Now your phone rings, you're like, no, hell no, I ain't doing that. Nobody got time for that.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
Laughter. Laughter is very important. Look, Haney, I need your help on this. I need your support on this.
Yeah?
The timing. Do not leave me out here reading these jokes, hanging me out to dry.
I am...
Look,
I haven't said one yet.
That was good timing.
It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Oh, look at you. Did you get a new dye job?
Oh, God.
This is my house.
Oh, okay. Oh. And never be a roller coaster.
Yep.
Absolutely not.
Never be a roller coaster.
What?
Don't ever be a roller coaster.
But you are.
Told you about these kids, yeah. this new trend, kids pooping outside.
Oh.
It is. It's a new trend. Well, you know what? I got more. Today's list of the top things every parent does with their kid that is just as bad as letting them poop outside.
Top things every parent does with their kids that's just as bad as letting them poop outside.
Thank you, Raj. Perfect. Drugging them for long plane rides.
Thank you.
Post TikToks of them dropping F-bombs. All of these, by the way, are things that they do. I mean, I'm looking at these, where are the jokes, but all these they do.
They're true.
Convince them that some rando in the North Pole watches everything they do. That one is true. Pack all of the little ones in a school bus operated by a drunk. You do that, don't you, Mom? You do it, Mom.
That boy is a P-I-G pig.
You know what else you do? Pack him into a carnival ride operated by a tweaker. You do it. And especially the little ones, Mom. You know what you do with a kid that's just as bad as letting him poop outside? Cheat while playing Candyland just to get the damn game over.
You are one pathetic loser.
That's what your mom did.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, because you were what, 16?
Yeah, that went back for wine coolers.
Letting them puke in a spaghetti pot.
Oh, God.
You know what? Especially the little ones. You know, every one of these parents, mainly grandparents, do this. Just as bad as letting a kid poop outside. You stick your thumb between your fingers and make them think you ripped their nose off.
Oh, my God!
I got your nose.
Got your nose.
I got your nose.
Dead bitch.
Curse the day they were born whenever you step on a Lego.
Oh, my God!
And finally, the top thing every parent does with their kid that is just as bad as letting them poop outside.
What?
Thank you, Haney. Lie to them about the dog moving to a farm.
How dare you? 30 years of blah, 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 and where has that led us?
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.